Hope everyone's having a good middle of the week. We all went out earlier today to the health clinic and we all got our flu shots, so we're good. You know, when you're 45, you know, flu shot's no big deal. When you're 4, when you're 2, you know, that's another matter, right? So, you know, Hunter was all, you know, ready for it, and we talked about it. You're going to get your flu shot. And I like flu shots, he was saying. And so everybody went. We started from the oldest and worked down to the youngest. And Hunter, it's your turn. You ready to go? No. And he started hiding. He was looking for some time warp hole or something he could jump in because he was scared. So, you know, it's sometimes the things that are intended to be good for us and that will, you know, it's supposed to be beneficial, but there's sometimes some unpleasant things associated with them. We all have experiences in life that we have gone through, and we can look back and maybe see some benefit, something that we learned going through it. And certainly in the Christian life, there's a lot of things that are expected to be a part of our living that we should prepare for, that we should know it's going to be coming. And even when we go through it, it's not going to be pleasant, but we can have a prepared mind. It's like the Apostle Paul, I'm reading from 2 Corinthians, and in chapter 4, Paul speaks about the troubles that he and others were going through. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet, he says, not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. When we live seeking to be the salt and the light, we want to be reflecting Christ in us. A part of doing that will be going through the suffering, the hardship, the discouragements, whatever comes our way, and facing it with that Christ-like attitude, with hope. Even though the burden is heavy, even though it's hard in the middle of it, we know what lies in the future. Paul continues, if you notice down in verse 14, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. The hope of the resurrection he speaks of here, the grace of God, and the thanksgiving that will one day be spoken because of all the good that God has done. But the final verses in this chapter really help us to, on a day-to-day basis, think about the proper perspective we ought to have. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we have to think in the right way. It's like with a little child, you know. The shot, you know, to a little child, that's going to hurt a lot. And you might say, it'll just be a second. They don't care about a second. It's coming. And they're not so worried that it's just going to happen momentarily. It's going to happen. And we have to remember that whatever affliction we go through, even though in our minds, even as adults, what if I have to bear with this for 20, 30 years, for the rest of my life? How do I cope with that? Remember, he says, it's just for a moment. Because we have a different perspective. We understand eternity goes on and never ends. Life, however much time we have left, it's finite. It's coming to an end. But eternal life, what God has in store for us, if we are faithful, if we persevere, will never end. A life with pain and suffering, but we get an eternal removal of that. And in its place, joy that is everlasting, and whatever the riches of heaven that we still don't know about, that God has prepared for us. All of that waits for us in the end. So we, as Paul says, we don't look at the things which are seen. It's hard to explain to a little one. You see, there are things in your body, and the shot is going to go in there, and it's going to produce antibodies, and they won't understand that. But you're talking about things they can't see. We have to think about, in a similar sense, there are things that relate to a part of us that we can't see, and there are spiritual things in our lives that, though we can't touch them, they're very real. Sin is a real thing. It corrupts the soul. It keeps me from heaven if I persist in it and don't repent of it. There are principles, there are ideas, there are concepts that we have to believe in and make real and focus on, because he says these temporary things all around us, they're passing. You know, you can't focus on the material things like some people do, and it's the pursuit of material, the gaining of wealth, the gaining of that's not going to last. If you're fooled by that, you'll have nothing in the end. And if we as Christians, as spiritually minded people, are distracted from running the race that is before us by the things of this life, including the hardships and the struggles, so that we become discouraged and we give up the race, then we'll lose out on the reality of what lies beyond the veil, the heavenly home and the great joys that await us. Tonight, if you're not yet a Christian, we'd urge you to come to the place in your mind where you think about, where do I stand this very hour? You stand before God. He sees the souls of all who are present tonight. Each soul is either cleansed by Jesus Christ and walking with Him or not. Either I've never obeyed the gospel, my sins have not been washed away, I still bear the guilt, or I am cleansed. I'm a child of God living faithfully. Or I may have even wandered from the fold. If I'm not living faithfully in that regard, then I know I've got to take advantage of present opportunity to return to the Lord, who calls me like a loving father back to His side so that He can then restore things to the way they were. Our walk is a spiritual walk. Our eyesight, we must focus on the things above, not the things on this earth. And if we do that, we'll be successful. And we will have one day the wonderful things that await us on the other side. If you need to come to the Lord tonight, we encourage you to do that as we stand and sing.